from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
And great to have, as we do every Monday morning at this time. Joining us on the phone now, he is a Clemson reporter for the Post and Courier. We chat some Clemson athletics with John Blau on the show. John, what's up, big dog? How we doing?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing very well, man. Are you? Have you made it through your adventures into the world of litigation lately?
I take a little bit of a break. I'm actually back in New Jersey visiting family. I will return on July 12th for the hearing between Clemson and the ACC in Pickens County. So, I've gotten out of that jungle for a little bit, and I'll be back in it in a few days.
Very nice. Very nice. Talk to me a little bit about what you've seen and experienced. I know you were up in North Carolina not too long ago, kind of covering the angle of what's happening up there right now. What was going on at the particular hearing that you were at, and kind of where does that leave the rest of this entire debacle between Clemson and the ACC?
Yeah, so Clemson was trying to dismiss the case up in North Carolina when we were last there on July 2nd to last week, last Tuesday. And basically, if you're reading the tea leaves in terms of what the judge was saying and how they were responding to some of Clemson's questions, it doesn't seem like that case is going away. The judge and the same exact judge actually kind of, Florida State tried to say they have sovereign immunity. He said, no, you don't. In that case, continue to North Carolina. I think that you're going to have two cases for both Florida State and Clemson. So that's four cases in three different states. Obviously, the ACC is going to try to get the case dismissed in Pickens County. They want the North Carolina case to be the only case. But I would really highly doubt if, that case goes away either. The judge in Charlotte is supposed to issue an opinion midweek this week. And so before the hearing in South Carolina, the judge should say, whether he thinks it's going to continue. Again, I think it will. And that it's kind of just, following both of them. It's just going to be a lot going on. What it all means at the end of the day, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it really is just more leverage against the ACC in terms of you have more cases you have to deal with. We'll see kind of what the rulings end up being.
Is there, and if there is, what is the predominant differences in the case that Clemson filed in Pickens County and the case that the ACC has filed in Mecklenburg County? Are they effectively making the same arguments, but just in front of different judges?
Yeah. I mean, I wrote an article about the whole jurisdiction issue because, watching all this happen, I'm thinking, why does this even really matter? Will it matter? And the lawyers I talked to said, it's essentially the same case in each state. I mean, the ACC is going to argue that you signed this contract. It's black and white. I mean, in that hearing on July 2nd, the ACC's lawyers put up a picture of Jim Clements and former ACC Commissioner John Swofford and the ESPN rep saying, here, your president was literally heading up the board that was negotiating this and approving these contracts. You obviously were very involved. You knew what it meant when we said that your rights were with us, you can't take it back, that word, irrevocably.
There it is, nailed it.
There it is, man.
What a pro, baby, what a pro.
I gotta keep trying. So that's what they're arguing there. They think the judge in North Carolina will side with them there. And in South Carolina, Clemson is trying to argue, no, like there are loopholes in here. We didn't give you all of those rights forever. We said our rights you have as long as we're in the conference. If we were to leave the conference, then yeah, you own kind of our replays forever. You don't own the games we play at another conference. And obviously Clemson must believe that it has a better chance of getting a favorable ruling in South Carolina. But again, talking to lawyers I talked to, you never know what a judge is going to do. So Perry H. Gravely in South Carolina might not agree with Clemson's argument, but they're going to try in both those jurisdictions. I guess the more cases you have, the more chances you have of actually getting a ruling that's in your favor. The question is, what happens if you have conflicting rulings? They're going to have appellate judges, federal court judges, potentially the U.S. Supreme Court coming in deciding between the two states what the correct decision is. So a lot of complicated stuff going on. I guess the big picture is that it's messy and that's going to keep going on for a little bit unless both sides decide to settle for some reason.
Yeah, have no doubt about that. I am obviously trying to track the ACC and Florida State cases as well, where they have kind of an identical situation. But I have spoken to folks that have said the reason
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The people in Tallahassee are fighting so hard is that they believe the legal landscape in the state of Florida is it's just kind of set up to treat IP differences like this differently than in other states. I'm not 1,000% sure. I haven't deep dive the intellectual property law in the state of Florida, but is there any sort of traditional difference in the way that state judges in South Carolina and North Carolina look at these cases that has been brought to you by any legal? Has anybody said anything to you that made you go, okay, this might be the difference between case one and case two?
No. I asked some lawyers and some that practice in North Carolina, some in South Carolina. They were telling me that there are very few differences between the two states. I mean, it's pretty much the same. I think I heard this last week. Someone said it's just more about they just don't want it in North Carolina. In North Carolina, you have a very experienced business court judge. Judge Bledsoe. He might be more black and white, or he might more see it in terms of. There's this nucleus of facts that occurs in North Carolina. It's not as favorable to Clemson. And he's looking at it saying, well, this contract was signed here. You have all these institutions from all these different states. This was even a question he put to Clemson's attorneys last week in terms of, can't this mean then Syracuse can sue the ACC in New York and Pittsburgh can sue the ACC in Pennsylvania? What happens if all this happens? He seems more concerned about the implications, just all these different cases and all these different judges, dealing with it. And so Clemson wants to have, its options, and obviously to be able to try the case in South Carolina with a judge who's more familiar with them, who's literally 30 minutes down the road. Obviously, judges are supposed to be impartial. You hope he is. But at the same time, maybe they just feel like there's a slight chance that things are more favorable for them in South Carolina. But as far as the actual law between South Carolina and North Carolina, differences in intellectual property, I haven't heard anything in terms of, there's a huge difference, and this is why they would want it in this state or that state.
John Blau from the Post and Courier joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate, as he does every Monday at 8:40 to talk Clemson athletics. There was the other story that came out, John, that the ACC and ESPN had requested that Clemson move their home contest against South Carolina off of Rivalry Saturday and over onto a Friday night contest, and Clemson said no. The interesting part was obviously the email from the ACC to Clemson that was kind of kind of aggressive when it comes down to it. My assumption here, and correct me if I'm wrong, give me your thoughts on this. My assumption was Clemson's looking at this going, why the hell will we help you, right? Like, we're in two lawsuits against you. You're clearly trying to prevent us to reach towards what we think is our full potential. So no, we're not going to help you. Is it, is there any tones to that, or was this just it's a better schedule for Clemson on a Saturday?
Yeah. You could read into that potentially that's there. I mean, it's kind of odd timing that, they're sending this email to them on May 7th, which is, a couple months after they've already sued you, kind of why you expect them to do X, Y, or Z to kind of accommodate. At the same time, I think that just Clemson has a very strong feeling about, Saturday home games. I mean, they want football played on a Saturday. Dabo Swinney has made comments about, I think he had to play on a Friday once in 2016 at Boston College. He was talking about, I really just want to be watching my kid right now in high school. I really don't want to be playing this game on a Friday. I think they know where Dabo stands on it, and I think they know probably where the fans stand on it. I mean, I was somewhat surprised about how much, Clemson, South Carolina fans were upset about the idea of it being on a Saturday. At the same time, I wasn't totally surprised because, just tradition is tradition. You play these games on Saturday. You don't want to play it on another day. So I think it would have taken a lot more. I mean, obviously, the ACC laid out all the concessions, quote unquote, they were able to get from ESPN to make it easier on them. But I think it would have taken a lot more. I just think they do not want to play a game like that on a Friday. And so they just said no, which is their option to say. And obviously, a very strongly worded email from the ACC back. But again, like going back to the beginning, it is kind of so interesting that you're expecting huge concessions from a school you literally just sued a month and a half earlier, and that school had sued you as well. So it is kind of an odd situation there.
Yeah, that whole thing was just kind of out there. Real quick before we let you go, anything that jumps off the page at you in terms of the recruiting front or getting prepped, as we are now, what, about a month and a half away from getting camps and ever closing towards football? Anything on the recruiting front jumping off the page that the folks need to know about?
obviously, I don't know how much you brought it up in your program, but obviously got the quarterback for 2026, yep. Tate Reynolds. Obviously, two-sport athlete. He's going to consider playing baseball to start his career. Obviously, it's very, very hard. I know Kyle Parker did it several years ago, but we'll see if that actually happens. But a guy that Garrett Riley really liked, I think he cammed at Clemson, actually kind of raw as far as football because he was – really focused on baseball for a very long time. But big, strong kid, great arm talent, obviously, again, baseball player. And they get their quarterback situation kind of taken care of for 2026. I know everybody's freaking out about David Sanders and Kamar Archie and Cortez Mills, all these guys going elsewhere in 2025. But, you know, Dylan Alfred, the receiver they're going to look at Logan Anderson, linebacker, maybe to replace Archie. So they got some other options in 2025, but at least to get 2026 quarterback taken out of the way, I guess, can put everybody at ease a little bit, I guess, there.
John Blau covers Clemson Athletics for the Post and Courier, joins us every Monday morning at 8:40 to talk about what's going on, and I suspect we'll have a lot more courtroom questions for John Blau over the next few, I don't know, maybe forever. John, my man, appreciate you, big dog. Thanks for joining us as always, bud.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
You got it.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.